Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Leaving a grocery cart in a parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Steam PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Let me preface this with the fact that I love my wife so much. I'm incredibly lucky. The fact that she puts up with me.
Don't be a kiss ass before you put her on blast.
Why we call her St. Courtney.
Corey.
But it just,
I can see right through you.
It just goes to show that, you know, not everyone's perfect. And I got to call her up for some potential savagery this morning on the show. Curious if you agree. Savage or sensible, checking your social media before checking in with your significant other. So this is what transpired on the show.
Corey's a little butthurt.
On Friday. Well, I'm just curious if anyone else would take this the way that I did. So on Friday, we were doing the show as we always do. Obviously, I get up a lot earlier than my wife does. And I hadn't heard from her yet. And I looked at my phone. No check. Usually checks in. Usually sends me a very cute picture of her and our son Mason, which she did this morning, by the way. And I thought, that's weird. And then I'm doing some stuff on Facebook for the show. And I look over and I see the old green dot next to her name on Facebook.
Which, if you're not familiar what that means that that person is active online.
Uh-huh.
They're
yeah.
actively using whatever social media it might be.
Huh.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
That's weird. I mean, obviously, I first assumed that something must have been wrong. Right. I mean, obviously something was wrong. I mean, there's no way she wouldn't have, you know, checked in first thing waking up. Right. Nope. Straight to Facebook.
Nope.
Am
Corey,
I the only...
people have lives to lead other than to check in with you. That's just the tea.
Yeah.
Your wife is a busy gal.
Of course she is. And I'm not saying
busy
that she's not.
Busy gal.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I was just a little hurt. I wasn't mad. I was more hurt, I guess,
I'm just disappointed.
That Mark Zuckerberg took precedence over me, you know, her husband.
Okay. You're being a little soft.
Well, yeah.
You're being a little sensitive.
Have you met me?
Because this is 100% sensible.
Really? You're changing your tune. When we talk
changing
about this,
my tune because I've done this before and I can't be a hypocrite and I can't say.
Why start now?
Laughs at own joke.
You're literally the person that says it's only savage when it happens to you. That's the most, most hypocritical thing you could
Which
possibly
I,
say.
I would love to say that for this specific situation, yeah. but...
But you
I
want to attack
I would be calling
you want to
my girlfriend
me.
Rachel a savage every yeah. single day because she does this every single
really?
Day. And it's something that I'm just simply used to at this point.
So now what you're telling me is that you've been hurt so much by this that now you're just numb to the pain.
Numb to the pain. It doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
It's like my body is covered in plastic. Nothing mm-hmm. can touch me.
I mean,
nothing can hurt me.
It doesn't hurt you that what random people are doing that she may or may not really actually be friends with in real life takes precedence over checking in with you. You know, her girlfriend allegedly loves you.
here's a quick tidbit about about Rachie. Let's just break down some facts here.
Okay.
Rachie doesn't have like a ton of friends really, like at all. She has like two friends from high school, a couple friends from college. But somehow the chick's always on her phone looking at things,
yeah,
doing things. It confuses me.
Do you think to yourself, what is she doing over there?
It confuses me.
What is she doing? I don't understand.
Because it's not as if she's on some massive group chat or keeping close contact with her friends. Just scrolling on Facebook. Why?
Scrolling away.
All the time. At this point, I'm used to it. She's looking at what she's looking for. Very strange.
Sorry, let
her do her.
I shouldn't take this personally. It's not a big deal.
You can't take this personally, Corey. She will get to you when she gets
yeah,
to you.
Whenever she's ready.
Don't be so needy.
This texter checking in. You can jump in, by the way. 585-222-9800. Is it savage or sensible checking your social media before checking in with your significant other? This texter, sensible. I always call my boyfriend on the way to work, not first thing when I wake up. I have myself and our daughter to get ready and off to the sitters before I go to work, but I check my Facebook notifications after I wake up before getting ready.
Exactly. She has Mace to take care of. There's a lot of things that take precedent over you, Corey, especially when you're not even in the house.
Wow. Okay. That's...
You're an afterthought.
Wow. I feel so much better now. Thank you for explaining it that way, Breeze. Wow. Jeez.
I can only imagine Courtney's routine, right?
Mm-hmm.
She wakes up, maybe with Mace next to her, maybe not.
Usually in the
crib. He's still sleeping.
Yeah.
Maybe she checks the little monitor.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, thank goodness, I have 5 to 10 to 15 minutes max to
be by myself. Just a little, hey, babe. Good morning, babe.
She doesn't want to talk to you.
A couple of seconds.
You're working. Why does it matter?
It's because I want to know what's going on at home.
Nothing's going on at home. Everyone's sleeping. Everyone's living their best life.
Maybe.
Courtney's on Facebook. Mace is in the crib.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing just fine without you.
Yeah. I don't know. Seems a little savage.
Sorry, but it's the harsh reality that everyone's fine without you, Corey.
Oh, yeah? So I could just disappear and no big deal.
For a couple of days.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
As long as you come back sometime.
Yeah. All right. I've got to go for milk after the show. This is going to be your fault when I'm gone.
Listen.
I'm going to leave a note. I'm going to say this is all Breezy's fault cuz
she made me
believe that I'm not needed.
Don't be so needy. You're needed, just not in the sense that you feel you are.
All right. I'm sure I'm not the only one who has had this happen in their relationship. What do you think? We got this text, by the way, from this listener. You can reach out to. Do you think it's savage or sensible? 585-222-9800. They say sensible. If you saw that she was on Facebook and hadn't checked in with you, why didn't you go ahead and reach out to her? Or maybe the app was open on her phone and running in the background. Well,
exactly.
I did reach out to her after I saw that. And she responded by saying, how did you know I was up? So...
Okay.
So not just running in the background.
I don't know your...
And I think she may have been convinced for a moment that I had put cameras in our room or something like that.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I did not, for the record.
I don't know your relationship, like the ins and outs of the texting in the morning, what have you, but I don't understand why it always has to be her being like, hey, I'm up. You could easily send her a nice message at like... I don't know, 6, 7, 8. Maybe she's not up yet, but when she gets up, she'll respond to it. I don't know why it has to be a her problem.
It's because she's the one who gets up later, so I don't know when she's going to be up.
But just send out like send out a nice message,
a preemptive.
Yes,
you don't think
just
that's
send out a nice
that's
message?
A little thirsty.
We're talking about your wife.
Yeah, you can't be thirsty.
Like, no, you can't be thirsty.
You were just calling me needy.
Okay. But yes, you're needy, but being
wouldn't,
like,
wouldn't that be a needy move?
Why didn't she text me? Me. You could easily put out a little feeler. It's not you, of all people, should know this since you're on the side of this argument right now.
Yeah.
You know it's nice to feel wanted and approached first.
Yeah.
So let's flip the switch and let her feel that way every once in a while.
Screw that. Why does sex? I'll FaceTime a bunch. 6 o'clock. She'll love that.
You're not understanding. You're being dramatic. One simple text is not going to wake her up, especially if she doesn't have her sound on.
This person reaching out on the text line, essentially saying it's completely sensible because people need their time to acclimate to waking up. This is an offshoot.
Decompress, if you will.
This is an offshoot of the don't talk to me until I've had my coffee thing that people say, right?
Don't talk to me until I've checked my Facebook.
Yep, it's part of the routine.
Let her be her. Let her do her.
Obviously, I'm not really mad about it. I just thought,
you were crying on Friday.
It's a little savage. Oh, I was crying? Is that what you said?
You were bawling in the studio.
Now, who's the savage now? Breezy the Liar is coming out to play again.
I just don't understand. I think that it should be a very equal balance, and I feel as if both parties should feel an equal want.
Listen, I'm all about compromise. I'll give
okay,
so
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you send the good morning text.
We have a schedule now.
Tuesday, Thursday, she sends the good morning text.
Here's a text.
Okay.
Who sends good morning texts when you're married anymore? What are you, 12? Okay, that's nice. I don't know. I don't know if apparently that's not a thing for everyone to. After you become married, you don't send good morning texts anymore. Is that a thing?
Wait, I didn't know that.
Well, you're not married yet, Breeze. I guess you'll have to learn that someday.
Wait, I'm confused. I don't think that's my parents.
Do they still
When my mom was a teacher, she's retired now, but they would like email each other throughout the day.
Really?
Like, yeah. All right. Well, I mean, you know, I feel like it is a little juvenile to be texting all day every day. Like, hey, what are you doing?
Well, yeah,
what are
sure.
you wearing? What did you have for lunch? I can't wait to see you later. Like, okay.
Are you reading through your text to your girlfriend, Rachel? Wow.
So stupid.
Oh, my God. What was that?
I am auditioning for Hocus Pocus 4.
Oh, I was.
Hopefully I get the part.
I thought you were going to go for The Wicked Witch of the West. It's pretty good. All right, let's go to the poll. Open 98pxy.com. You can always vote there for Savage or Sensible. Today, checking your social media before checking in with your significant other. Closer than you might expect, Breezy. 69% of the people voting say Sensible.
Yeah. So, there you have it, Corey. You have no right to be upset. You have no right to be angry. It's all good.
Is it? Is it all good?
It's all good.
I don't know. After you just bashed me and called me soft for the past 2 hours, I don't know if I'm going to recover from this, to be honest.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
Yep.
Just because you can't go anywhere doesn't mean we can't go anywhere.
Nope.
You let me know that I can't take you anywhere.
Download the radio.com app now.
Take you anywhere.
And take us with you everywhere you go. Or don't go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.